Sam, there was a very interesting New York Times op-ed piece dated July 3rd, 2015, where columnist Lynn Vavreck stated the following. And I want to read just a portion of her analysis and comments with respect to the declining trust on the part of the American people in government. She said, and I quote, "It's easy to look at Washington and conclude that nothing ever gets done. Trust in government has steadily deteriorated over the past several decades and continues to do so. Questioning the aims and efforts of government is a foundation of American citizenship. It's how this nation was born. The colonists didn't trust King George III, and they carefully laid out their reasons for breaking away from his rule in the Declaration of Independence. Confidence in government to do the right thing is central to elections and accountability. Many people, for example, agree on what government should accomplish, like peace, security, and economic growth, but they disagree on the steps to get there, like cutting taxes, enacting the draft, or increasing airport security. Mainly, people disagree over means while still agreeing that the goal is desirable, and then those disagreements are at the heart of much of partisan politics," end quote. Now, Sam, I want to go back. She's pointing out the lack of trust on the part of the American people, which is the point we're making. It is stunning how few people trust their government. But she makes this statement in her first paragraph. She said, "Questioning the aims and efforts of government is a foundation of American citizenship. It's how the nation was born." Now, I want to just ask you up front, is that a true statement?
Dave, it is true, but I think we need to clarify something here. Questioning, from the standpoint of citizens questioning what government is doing, meaning their policies, the aims, their goals, what they are doing with our tax dollars, as an example, how they are being involved in relationships with countries overseas, that kind of thing, that is exactly what citizens have to do. But that's different than not trusting those who are in government. I can trust somebody. If I trust somebody, I can disagree, Dave, with them on the decision perhaps they may make when it comes to a policy. Back at the founding of our countries, there were healthy debates over the role of the federal government. The Federalist Papers, all of these things that we refer back to, these were heavy discussions. But it's not that the people didn't trust the people. And it's not even that those who disagreed were not trustworthy themselves. They just held to different opinions, perhaps, based on certain factors. But the fact that those factors were a matter of discussions, the why we differ in our approach, why those were matters of discussions, in a climate of trust, produces a good result. But in a climate of distrust, it's kind of like sitting across the table from somebody, like we had in the program last week with Israel, sitting down at the table and negotiating with Hamas and the Palestinians, who are telling these people, Israel, are to be killed. If you're sitting down at the table and you're the person you're bargaining with or negotiating with, you know they want you dead at the first moment. That's really the bottom of the trust level ladder. They want you dead. You can't have a discussion. You will not come to any kind of a satisfactory conclusion on anything. So I suggest, Dave, that there's a stark difference between questioning the policies of those in government and distrusting those in government.